Mayor Bob Miller on the WFMD Morning News Express from Frederick's News Radio 930 WFMD.
8:11 at WFMD. It is the Morning News Express, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. In the studio with us is the director and LTC Associate Artistic Director, Melissa, is it Bachman or Bauman, or how do we say that?
It's Bachman.
Bachman. Okay, there you go. And our next delegate from District 6,
not a chance.
Been down that road before.
Well, voters have had enough of me.
I don't know about that. Kathy Afzali stepping down and not going to run anymore, unless you're going to run for county executive.
My name won't be on a ballot, Bob. I live that life. I've moved on.
His name is Rick Weldon, but now he's a thespian. And you guys are part of a really neat production. First of all, tell me a little bit about the Landless Theater Company.
Okay, Landless Theater Company is a nonprofit theater organization. We're looking to build new audiences with every show. So our shows are pretty eclectic. We do a little bit of everything because we want to tap into the different audiences. So this year we're doing 1776, and we tapped into the community, looking for community leaders and politicians to play the congressman in the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
So, I mean, where did the is the Landless Theater Company in located in Frederick?
It is actually located in Maryland in general. We performed mostly in D.C., but we also perform in Frederick occasionally because we actually live here.
Okay.
So we've started to perform more so in Frederick.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit about 1776. And obviously, Rick being here, who's been in numerous plays, he is a part of the play as well, right?
So 1776 is a great show for folks. You know, most folks, older folks, are at least familiar with the story. We're all familiar with the story if you took POD or civics in high school, but you think about the timing. So it's the weekend prior to the 4th of July.
Right.
What we're celebrating is the incredible passion that led these men to take this huge risk and put their names on a document that essentially was signing a death warrant in the eyes of King George. The story is incredible. The songs are amazing. But you really do get to see that passion expressed by these guys that they understood what was on the line as they were having this debate in Philadelphia in the hot summer, hot and humid summer of, July of 1776.
But you'll be doing it in the newly air-conditioned Weinberg Center.
So we were just joking about that up in the conference room. I did Best Little Whorehouse in Texas 15 years ago there, and that was when the air conditioning was spotty. So it was as bad for the audience as it was for the people on stage.
So tell us how many people actually in this play, and who other than you, Rick? I know that there's some other pretty big names in this play. Tell us who's in it.
So Josh Patterson, who runs 211 for Maryland, is in the production.
Formerly of the United Way here in Frederick.
Former CEO of United Way. We have Tom Lynch from Miles and Stockbridge.
Mm-hmm.
We have Sean Butcher, who everybody knows from his time at the Arts Council, but has done amazing work with history and telling our historical story for this region through the Civil War Trail and heritage organizations. And then incredibly talented regional actors. I mean, it's actually intimidating just to rehearse with some of these people, including Andy, who plays the lead, John Adams.
I was amazing. Begging to be in this thing, and they just would not let me in it.
You would have made a great Samuel Chase of Maryland.
I was like, okay, I got to be in this. I just please. And Rick said, no.
It was the late night rehearsals and early morning radio.
That was a big problem for me, you guys, and because it is. When you're doing a play and you want to do the best you can, it does take a huge time commitment.
Yes.
And some of that time commitment, I think, led into the morning mayor's sleeping arrangements, which, by the way, when I weighed it all out, sleep one.
So I listen every day so I can tell, the days when it's not the best day.
So tell us, now this is going to be taking place on what days then?
All right. It's on June 30th, July 1st, and July 2nd. On June 30th and July 1st, it's at 8 p.m. July 2nd, it's at 2 p.m., and it's at the Weinberg Center, which is on 20 West Patrick Street in Frederick.
And then the cost to go see it?
It is...
$600 no, for front row tickets just to see to get the sweat of Rick Weldon on you.
I actually don't have that written down here, but you can definitely go onto our website and check that out. That's www.landlesstheater.org and find that out.
Is that something also, is it through the theater company, or can you buy tickets through the Weinberg Center as well?
I believe you can buy the tickets through the Weinberg Center as well.
On the box office.
You can do it through us as
online.
Well.
Which is something that is great. So we're looking for a great show.
So one last thing I sort of leave in the eyes of everybody's seen the famous painting of the signing.
Mm-hmm.
The final tableau of the show is exactly that painting. So, mm-hmm. you know, Melissa and Andy have it set up that as the signers come up and sign the document, they go to the place that they were standing, that the founders were standing in. So as the show ends, what you're seeing on stage at the Weinberg Center, June 30th, July 1st and 2nd, is the tableau of that painting with the original founders, framers, in their exact positions as they were after they signed that document. I just think this is this is the kind of thing we ought to expose people to in theater, because, one, it's a great show. Great music, great songs, great performances. But more importantly, it is our story. Look at what's happening in D.C. today.
What?
How refreshing to see the original intent to put this thing together, and then contrast that with what Congress doesn't do today.
So, you know, July 4th is coming. You know, might as well just go ahead and, you know, keep the outfits for another wander around Baker Park, come down to the WFMD tent, and, you know, do the photo booth that we have and just kind of recreate some of the wonderful science. And who do you play?
So I'm John Dickinson, the guy who refused to sign.
Of course you are.
The holdout, the rebel. And it's a really cool story, because he goes from being a guy you kind of despise in the heart of the story, because he's fighting with John Adams throughout this whole thing, including a physical fight. But at the end, what he says to the Congress is, I can't sign the document in good conscience, but I'll leave Congress. I'll go join the Army and fight for America, even if I don't think we're going to win the fight. So, again, the bad guy in the end is a really important part of the story.
Question is, do we have people like that in this country today? That's the big question.
That's a big question.
Yeah.
A big question. One you address every morning.
Yeah, and we won't get into that now. Well, best of luck, and again, go to the WeinbergCenter.org to get your tickets for this, and hopefully it'll sell out for you, and you'll have a wonderful, wonderful audience. I know it's a tough weekend, because it's a July 4th weekend. Yeah. It's a long weekend for a lot of people, so hopefully you'll get a great turnout.
Thanks,
Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. It's 8:19.